Practical Meditations for Every Day in the Year on the Life of Our Lord Jesus Christ, composed by a Father of the Society of Jesus, translated from the French in 1868. July 27th, Raising of the Widow's Son at Naim. First Prelude. Imagine you see a funeral procession, and Jesus saying to the corpse, "I say to thee, arise." Second Prelude. Beg the grace of drawing great fruit from this meditation. Point 1. Jesus meets a funeral procession. Consideration. The miracles wrought upon the leper and the centurion's servant, which had excited such wonder, were to be followed by one still more striking: the resurrection of a dead man. St. Luke tells us that he went into a city called Naim, and there went with him his disciples and a great multitude. And when he came nigh to the gates of the city, behold, a dead man was carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a great multitude of the city was with her. Application. What a wonderful picture is here brought before our eyes! How strongly it shows us the folly of those who place their happiness and their hopes in the things of this world. A mother clad in widow's weeds, robbed of all other joys, has still one consolation left to her, an only son. With what happiness does she see him advancing in years, and how often does she dwell hopefully upon his future? Vain is her calculation, fleeting her joy. Death in an instant puts an end to it all, and she is left in solitude and despair. She is an image of the world, the history of those who place their happiness in it. Point 2. Jesus, touched with compassion, raises the dead. Consideration. The crowd which went before Jesus stopped silently at the entrance of the town before the funeral procession, which was coming out at the same moment. Every eye was fixed on the desolate mother, who was weeping and crying out with anguish. Whom, when the Lord had seen, being moved with mercy towards her, he said to her, "Weep not." And he came near and touched the funeral bier, and they that carried it stood still. Then, speaking in that tone of authority which belonged to him as the master of life and death, he said, "Young man, I say to thee, arise." And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he gave him to his mother. Application. When you see the sweetness and tenderness of the heart of Jesus for a stranger who had asked nothing from him, ought you not to blush at your want of confidence in him? How often you are heard to say, "I try in vain to be as fervent again as I once was," or "I strive in vain to bring back this young man, or this sick person, or this hardened sinner to the right path. It will require nothing less than a miracle." That may be, but why hesitate to ask for this miracle of grace? Why doubt that you will obtain it? Is it not doing an injury to the heart of Jesus to believe that he will do less for the life of a soul than that of the body? It is supposed by many of the fathers that in our Lord's mind, the bodily resurrection which he wrought at the gates of Naim was a figure of the spiritual resurrections which the apostles and their successors were to accomplish in every quarter of the world. And then it was because of his mother that Jesus raised the dead man. Be careful, when you desire to obtain any great favor, to implore the intercession of your mother, of Mary, and you will feel redoubled confidence. Point 3. Jesus blessed by the crowd. Consideration. When the multitude who surrounded him saw the miracle he had wrought, there came a fear on them all, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet is risen up among us, and God has visited his people." Application. God is continually working miracles of power and goodness, both in the order of nature and grace. We must not merely look on at them, but imitating these good people, show our gratitude by praising and blessing God, and by trying, when occasion offers, to inspire others with the same feelings of admiration and gratitude. Have you acted in this respect?